the underpinning behind eco-psychology is that we are not conscious of those interconnections. So we behave and design practices coming from a disconnection from the idea that there's relationships there, practices toward each other, toward ourselves, and toward the natural world.
Is the human psyche an ecosystem in itself?
A human being is a living, breathing, walking ecosystem because we share many of the same processes that we see in nature happening around us all the time. For example, in the natural world, you might see a tree shed its leaves for the fall, or a bird has fallen out of a tree or hit by a hawk and it's dead, it's decomposing in the soil. These are natural processes that are breaking down, decomposing, rotting, dying processes. Everything goes back into the soil, back into the earth in one way or another. The other part of that process that's important is the renewal process. It provides nutrients. One plant or animal's digestion or poop becomes another animal's food or resources. So everything is always recycled. How I'm looking at that psychologically is using the very same process. We also need to allow for old narratives, old patterns that no longer serve us, old attitudes that are destructive for us and for our community to break down, to rot, to decay, to go through a decomposing process in order for us to open up space psychologically for a new idea or a new perspective. And that process then widens our perspectives toward who we are as a human being, gives us a better understanding of our role on the planet, which I think we're very confused about, and allows us to develop empathy and a psychological understanding of what it means to be a human on this planet.
And maybe accepting all of the processes within us, not just the most attractive ones.
Yeah, well, psychologically, when we are working through a crisis or working through a wound or something that has really plagued us, a particular behavior pattern that has just caused us to lose one relationship after another, yet we have not been able to peg what the problem is, that process is a stinking process. Well, that could be a good thing. Something might be trying to break down. That rotting process is a stinking process, but it is necessary in our psychology to clear out the garbage that we carry around with us our whole lives. And that impacts every relationship that we have, whether it's personal, intimate, or vocational.
And this must feed right into Carl Jung's concepts of that the psychology of an individual is directly connected with the psychology of cultures and nations and the world.
Right. Excellent. Yes, that's a great connection you're making. That is the idea that we work off of. One of the main tenets that we work off of is that the psychology of the individual is reflected in the community, in the region or the world or the nation. And if you think about that, that's quite true. If you have a community that is very active toward not having toxins or spraying plants or spraying the orchards. So if you live in a community that doesn't allow for toxicity in the community, then there's probably some pretty conscious people trying to do their own psychological work. It doesn't make for a perfect world because there's always going to be an unconscious. There are always going to be things that we just can't see about ourselves. And we will act from those places as well. But if we all did our own psychological work, we have the least opportunity of cleaning out our ecosystem and allowing things to decay and rot and die off and open space for new ideas and new perspectives. That cultivates empathy. It cultivates a way of looking at the world, changing a worldview that's much more empathic and compassionate than what we have now.
And maybe our human relationship to our physical environment.
Yes. If you think about it, the way we treat ourselves, and this is a difficult one because it does really take some honesty, but many times the way we treat ourselves is the way we treat others, and certainly the way we treat the natural world. When we do our own psychological work, we open the opportunity for us to clean out our ecosystem of old patterns and old attitudes that no longer serve us. And in doing so, then we bring a much more conscious human being into the community, into the world. So the idea behind that then is in making changes in our own psychology, we become a much more effective change maker in our communities and in our world.
You're from the Veritas Institute, so give us the background of that name.
Veritas comes from Latin, meaning greening or to sprout. So we are trying to kind of green our psychology so that we become a flourishing ecosystem, an empathic ecosystem. I think what we're trying to evolve into is becoming a more relational species. We are able to see ourselves much more embedded in the natural world and not disconnected from it. And that will make every bit of difference in how we survive as a species.